What are you looking at?
A man lost in space.
Oh.
Honey, what about tonight?
What about tonight?
Well, the Carlsons mentioned something about bridge.
Oh.
But then there's also...
Oh, why don't you call Mildred and make sure?
At this hour, she'll still be asleep. I'll call her later.
Mother, do you know where my jacket is? The one I want to wear for the dance tonight?
No, dear, I haven't seen it.
I don't suppose you know where it is, do you, Dad?
Huh? Your jacket?
Dad. Mother, it's so annoying. I have to be at the tennis courts in 35 minutes.
Yes, well, if you remember, I reminded you yesterday to find that jacket.
Wonder if I left it in your closet.
She leaves everything to the last minute.
Oh, Mom, I'll have to borrow your hair clips when I set my hair for the night.
Yes, dear. Honey, I wanted to...
Well!
What is it, honey?
Something very interesting.
Yes?
Listen to this. To the editor. After reading your editorial on children and progressive education, I would like to express my own opinion about what is wrong with our younger generation.
Honey, that's a letter I wrote to the paper. Why, I never dreamed they'd print it. Where?
Is it really? Signed mother of two. Now, who could that be?
Oh, honey, please let me see. The responsibility is in the lap of parents. It is they who are constantly setting goals for their children and then failing them by not following through. It is they who tell the children to do this or that and then lose all interest in making sure the tasks are done. Now, let's stop pointing the finger of guilt at the children and point it squarely at ourselves. When we tell them to follow through, let's really see that they follow through. Signed, mother of two. Oh, honey, I didn't think they'd print this.
Very good. Clear, to the point.
You really think so?
Pure literature.
I must say so myself, I think this is pretty good right here. When we tell them to follow through, let's really see that they follow through.
Admirable.
Honey, you won't tell anybody that I wrote this letter, will you?
Why not?
Well, it's kind of, you know it all, that sort of thing.
All right, darling, it'll be our little secret.
Oh, thank you, dear.
Mother, the jacket isn't in your closet. I'll have to look for it later.
Oh, Mary, just a moment, honey.
What is it, Mother? I'll be late for tennis.
Mary, I think finding that jacket is more important than playing tennis.
Oh, I said I'd look for it later.
Mary, when you start something, you have to finish it. So, go find the jacket. I mean, follow through. Much more important in print than I did when I wrote it.
You have to sell it to Hollywood. They'll make a picture out of it.
Oh. Well, I guess I am making too much of it.
Not at all, dear. I think it's a magnificent letter.
Hey, Mom.
Yes,
Mom,
dear?
Have you seen anything around the house that looks like a tire pump?
No, dear, I haven't.
Well, how about you, Dad?
This isn't a home. It's a lost and found apartment.
Well, it's got to be someplace.
Honey, you won't be late tonight, will you?
Oh, the usual time. You know, I'm really looking forward to playing bridge tonight. I said I'm really looking forward to playing bridge tonight.
Oh, bridge tonight?
Yeah, don't you remember? We were talking about it at breakfast.
Yes, honey, I remember, but I was also trying to tell you there's a PTA lecture tonight.
Do we have to go?
Well, we really should. They went to a lot of trouble to get some professor to speak on, what is youth searching for?
We know what youth is searching for. One is searching for a jacket, the other is searching for a tire pump. Let's play bridge tonight. What do you say?
All right, dear.
All right.
Goodbye.
Hello.
Hello, Mildred. This is Donna. I just wanted to check about the bridge game tonight.
What?
I was wondering what time you wanted us to come by for bridge tonight.
About 8.
Oh, that would be fine. Oh, I hope I haven't interrupted you in anything. Breakfast or reading the paper?
Oh, no, I wasn't doing anything.
Really?
Oh, good. Well, we'll see you then. You go back to reading your paper, whatever you were doing.
Donna, what's all this about the paper?
Oh, it's nothing. Nothing, really. I just wrote one of those letters to the editor, you know, and it was printed.
Oh, they printed one of your letters?
I've got to read it.
Oh, no, now, Mildred, you wouldn't be interested, really. It'd just be a waste of time. Yes. All right, we'll see you tonight. Goodbye. Mildred, Mildred, it's signed Mother of Two. Goodbye. Well, of course, it isn't much of an article, Wanda, but the only reason I called you was that I thought you already knew about it. All right, we'll see you soon. Bye.
Hey, Mom. Hmm? Mom, are you sure you know what a tire pump looks like?
No, I'm not, but I'm sure I'd know one if I saw it.
How could a thing just disappear?
Ask Mary.
Mother.
Mother, I know where my jacket is.
Oh, good.
Remember the other night when I was going over to Dorothy Yule's and you told me to throw something over my shoulders? Well, if you think that's where it is, you go right over to the Yule's and get it.
Before tennis?
Before anything.
Yes, Mother.
Oh, by the way, Mary.
Yes, Mother.
Is this the library book you've promised to return for the past month? The Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire?
Why do I keep forgetting that?
The question is, how did you happen to take it out in the first place?
Oh, well, Wilton is just crazy about history, and I suppose I was trying to impress him.
Well, after you finish at the Yule's, take it back to the library.
Yes, Mother. Then may I play tennis?
Of course, provided you followed through.
Followed through?
Found your jacket.
Yes, Mother.
Butch, my father said not to mess around in here. Butch, you hear me?
Jeff, don't mess up the garage. Your father spent the entire weekend tidying it up.
Well, we're just looking for Butch's father's tire pump.
Oh. Yeah, my dad's real burned up about that pump.
I read a letter somebody wrote to the morning paper about how parents ought to mean what they say. He's gonna make me find his pump if it's the last thing he ever does.
Well, your father read something in the morning paper and it interested him.
Sure did.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, I'll bet it was written by somebody who hates kids.
Oh, Lord, you can't say that about somebody you don't know. I mean, after all, don't mess up the garage.
Well, maybe it's up there. Hey, what makes you so sure that I've got your old pump?
Because you had it last.
You said Eddie had it last.
I searched his house and it wasn't there.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Edna. How are you?
Terrible.
Oh, but come on in and have a cup of coffee with me.
Thanks, I need one.
Sit down, Edna. Now, what's the matter?
Well, you know how hard the committee worked to get that Professor What's-His-Name to speak tonight on what is youth searching for?
Yes.
Well, he can't make it.
Why?
Oh, I don't know. Some mix-up in his schedule. The same thing happened last year with that explorer.
Well, I guess it's Operation Disaster.
They're calling all those numbers and telling them the meeting is off. You're G to J, aren't you?
No, honey, that's Ruth. I'm Q to S.
Well, now we'll never know what youth is searching for.
Well, as Alex and I said this morning after reading an article in the paper, the problem with the younger generation.
What article?
Oh, it wasn't anything important. It was just one of those letters to the editor. Anyway, Alex always says what we need is a lot less theory and a lot more practical application.
I agree with that.
Really? Did you see the paper?
No, I don't believe so. Oh.
Well, it was on the editorial page.
Well, if I have time later this afternoon, I'll read it.
Well, what it said, anyway, is how important it is to follow a firm and consistent line with children. You know, we parents are always starting something. You do this, you do that, and we say we'll follow through, but we don't.
That article really impressed you, didn't it?
Well, as long as you're going to read it later anyway, I might as well confess I wrote the letter.
Donna. You?
Yes.
Oh, well, let's see it.
Oh, well, no, now, Edna, you don't want to waste your time reading it.
Well,
not now.
Yes, I do right now.
Well, it's nothing, really. Just a few stray thoughts. Nothing profound, do you think?
Donna, this is very good.
Really? Do you really think so?
Well, that should be required reading material for all parents.
Oh, Edna.
As a matter of fact, maybe we can cancel out this Operation Disaster.
Oh,
wait a minute, you're not thinking, why not? You'd make a wonderful speaker for the PTA. You have a family, haven't you? You have problems, haven't you?
Yes, but let's keep them confined to the family.
And you have both feet on the ground?
Not if I got up to make a speech, I wouldn't.
Donna, please.
Edna, absolutely not. Under no circumstances. Under no circumstances, no. Alex, would you be terribly disappointed if we didn't play bridge tonight?
Why? What else would we do?
Well, I know it isn't the most exciting thing you've ever done, but there is that PTA meeting.
Oh, now look, darling, I thought we...
What would you say if I were to tell you that I will be the speaker? Well, it wasn't my idea. I mean, you know, Edna Draper found out about that letter I wrote to the paper. She just insisted. She insisted, honey. Of course, if you'd really rather play bridge, I'll call her and tell her I won't do it.
No, no.
Are you sure?
Listen, you're what the PTA needs. Just call the Carlsons and tell them we can't make it.
All right, honey. If you're really...
Donnie, you still there?
I am, but I don't know about the rest of the house.
Now look what you've done. My father spent all last week in putting that shelf up. Now, it all started just because your father read that darn old letter in the paper.
Mother, my jacket wasn't at the Yules. I thought it might be at the Parkers, but it wasn't there. It isn't any place, and I feel terrible about it.
Yes, well, so do I.
Well, as long as we both do, may I please go play tennis now?
Mary, that jacket just didn't get up by itself and walk away. I mean, it has to be someplace, honey.
But I can't think where.
Mary, supposing Thomas Edison had given up before he found the secret of the electric bulb.
Edison?
Or Columbus hadn't sailed on and on and on.
Mother, what have Edison and Columbus got to do with my not being able to find my jacket?
Honey, if I have to explain it, I'm afraid the point is lost.
When I went by the tennis courts just now, I saw that red-headed Smith girl teaming up with Wilton.
Well, honey, where else have you been this week besides the Parkers and the Yules?
No place. Except the night that I dated Roger. Mother, I just cannot go over and ask Roger if I left my jacket in his father's car.
Why not?
Because we're not speaking to each other anymore.
Your husband! Mary, this is not the day that you hold on to grudges. This is the day that you will go to the school dance in your old plaid school coat if you don't find the white jacket.
Mother!
Now, you go over to Roger and start talking to him. And when you get finished there, go by Mrs. Yule's and pick up your decline and fall of the Roman Empire.
How did they get there?
Sometimes the best way to make a point with children is by example. Pointing out Edison and Columbus as men who could not be swayed until they had completed their tasks would be a useful illustration.
Darling, what time do we have to start for the meeting?
No, not for half hour yet.
I just looked in on Mary. She doesn't seem very happy.
Well, I'm not very happy either. You don't think I wanted to wear that old coat to the dance?
Darling, everybody loses something sometime. Now, if she can't find her jacket...
Now, Alex, you know it's more than that. I told her to find that jacket before she played tennis. She didn't find it, but she played tennis anyway. Now, how can I give a lecture to parents about being firm and following through if I don't do it myself?
Yeah, you're right. But, honey, does she have to wear that old coat? Couldn't she wear a sweater or something?
Certainly not. It's too cold out.
Mother,
it doesn't look too bad, honey. It looks all right.
What do you think, Daddy?
It looks very nice, honey. Very nice.
Wilton will think I'm just a frump when he sees me in this. Everybody will.
Honey, what did you have in mind when you played tennis instead of looking for your jacket? Expect it to turn up by itself?
I thought Mother would find it. She always finds everything we lose.
Until today.
Don't look at me as though I were a criminal.
I didn't look any
yes,
particular way.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. That accusing look. Like I should have found the jacket for Mary. But I'm doing this for a character.
Yes, dear.
And speaking of character, did you talk to Jeff about that mess he made in the garage?
Oh, yes, yes, I sure did. I told him to put everything back on the shelf.
Did you see that he did it?
No, but I'm sure that he did.
Oh, Alex, why do I have to be the only villain in this house?
Jeff? Jeff?
Yes, Dad?
Your mother and I would like to...
Leave me out of this.
All right. I suppose everything's taken care of in the garage? You put everything back?
Well, not exactly.
Exactly what does not exactly mean?
That means I'll do it tomorrow.
I want... Now, Jeff, when I asked you to straighten out the garage, I expected it to be done.
Well, it'll be done, Dad. But you didn't say it had to be done today.
I didn't.
No. You just said, make sure that everything is put back. And I'll put back everything, Dad, tomorrow.
Now, Jeff, maybe I didn't say do it right away, but I shouldn't have to spell out everything for you. You should be able to follow through by yourself.
Well, I'd have done it, Dad, really. Only thing is, Butch was on my back all day. Him and that tire pump.
Now, that's exactly what I mean. Now, you could learn from Butch.
I could?
Of course. Now, Butch's father told him to hunt for the tire pump. And that's exactly what he was doing. He was following through. And of course, he finally found the pump, didn't he?
No. He got sick of looking for it. And his father got sick of making him look for it. And his mother got sick of hearing his father make him look for it.
Well, we'll finish talking about this some other time.
Dad, can't we talk about it now? I mean, so I won't have it hanging over my head.
I said some other time. And when I say some other time, I mean some other time.
Okay, Dad, sure.
Well, I was firm, wasn't I?
Your indecision was absolutely unshakable. Honey, I don't want to be too hard on Mary. I mean, I want to be firm, but I don't want to be rigid. Can't you help me take a position on this?
Darling, what good would that do? You've already taken a position.
I wish I hadn't. Honey, Lucille Turner has a coat just like Mary's. Maybe I... Hello? Yes? Yes, it belongs to my daughter. Yeah, thank you very much. We'll be by to pick it up. Goodbye.
Somebody found her jacket.
No, her decline and fall of the Roman Empire.
She lost that, too?
At the soda fountain. Alex, this does it. You know, for a minute there, honey, now I know I am right.
All right, Tommy.
Dad!
Yeah?
Dad, I've been thinking. I'll go out right now and clean up the garage. I mean, if it means that much to you.
No, dear. Tomorrow will be fine.
Oh, I'll get it.
That's Wilton. I feel like Cinderella's stepmother.
Hey, Mary, Wilton's here for you. He's waiting out in his car.
Good night, honey.
Good night, honey.
Good night, Mother.
Have a good time.
Thank you.
Ready to go, dear?
I wish I'd never written that letter to the paper.
I mean it, darling. That was probably one of the best speeches I've ever heard.
Really? Oh. Well, it was a nice audience, wasn't it?
Sure, they were eating it up. You could see it in their faces. Very few of them have the courage to let their kids know they mean what they say. And when you got to your follow-through... Well...
That you, Mom?
Yes, dear. Is Mary home?
Not yet.
Well, what'd you do tonight? Watch television?
Nope, wrote a letter.
Oh, well, that's nice. Go back to sleep, honey. Oh, what's the package on the desk?
Oh, that's something Mrs. Wilson left.
Oh, something for the rubbing sale.
Yeah.
Alex.
What is it?
This is Mary's jacket.
For the rummage sale?
Jeb, where did Mrs. Wilson say she found this?
Over in her house.
Did Mary leave it there?
Nope, she said you did last week when you and Dad were over.
Alex, I wonder if Mary will have one of those mother rejection complexes when she grows up.
No, she'll probably just grow up.
I wonder where she is.
Well, very late. She and Wilton probably stopped off for a hamburger.
Hey, Dad.
Jeff, you're supposed to be in bed.
I know. I just wanted to ask you a question.
Oh?
How do you spell idiotic?
How do I spell idiotic?
Mm-hmm.
I-D-I-O-T-I-C.
I guess that's close enough to the way Butch and I spelled it.
You and Butch?
Oh, yeah. See, somebody wrote a letter to the paper saying how parents should follow through with everything they start on their kids. So we wrote them a letter and told them that parents had enough problems without them thinking up new things for them to make it tough on kids.
You'd better let me read it in the morning.
We mailed it. Is something wrong?
No. Go on to bed, Jeff.
Okay, night.
Good night. Now, darling, don't worry about it. If I know Jeff's spelling, nobody will even recognize idiotic.
By now, everybody knows I'm mother of two.
I didn't tell a soul.
But I did. Think of what I did to Mary.
Donna, I'm surprised at you. Your real concern isn't Mary. It's yourself and what Mary will think of you.
Alex,
I know. You feel you just can't face her. But believe me, Mary's not going to be shocked to find out that you're something less than perfect.
Alex,
she won't love you any the less for that.
Well,
you don't love her any the less because she made a few mistakes today, do you?
No.
Well, I think she knows that. Darling, you were absolutely right in what you tried to do, but you just went a little overboard, that's all. You know, Mary's a big girl now.
She does have a forgiving nature.
Mm. She gets that from her mother.
Hi, Mother. Hi, Dad. I'm home.
Alex, how can I tell her?
Well, dear, follow through.
Hi, honey. How was the dance?
Oh, it was just wonderful. I'm so happy I went.
You are?
It was the nicest dance I've ever been to.
But, well, what about the coat? You were so unhappy about the coat.
You know what Wilton said? He said, I have a strong sense of the theatrical. He said, when I took off my coat and everybody saw my dress, well, it was like a butterfly coming out of a cocoon. Now, wasn't that a wonderful thing to say?
Yes, it was.
Oh, Mother, I don't want you to think that today was wasted.
Oh?
I learned a lesson today.
You did?
I've resolved that starting tomorrow, I'm never going to lose another thing again.
Oh, good. Very good. Honey, I...
Oh, by the way, Mother, when I got to the dance, I took off my coat and I left it on a chair. And...
Yes?
Well, when I went back to get it, it just wasn't there.
Well, somebody probably picked it up by mistake. I'll check the lost and found tomorrow.
Yes, honey, don't worry about it. We'll have a chat about it tomorrow. Good night, honey.
Good night. Good night,
Daddy. Good night, sweetheart. You know, darling, we ought to call the Carlsons and make another date for bridge, say, sometime next week.
Huh? Honey.
What?
I forgot to call off the date we had tonight.
Thank you. has been a Screen Gems film presentation from the...